Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio or on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hello and welcome to this Monday, the 1st of August. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, and glad to have you here for this hour of The Inner Life, our hour of spiritual direction on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Now, are you a detail-oriented person? Do you work on the little particulars until each small aspect of a project or a task is done exactly as you think it should be? Now, have you ever been so caught up in those details for some sort of project that you missed a deadline, or you just weren't able to finish whatever it is you were working on? The band Pink Floyd, they ran into this when they were trying to do something creative as a follow-up to their massive hit album, Dark Side of the Moon. Becoming rock stars almost overnight with that album, the band was trying to figure out how to match, if not even surpass, the success of Dark Side of the Moon. And they eventually settled on this avant-garde kind of idea for an album. They decided their next LP would be made without any musical instruments. They gave the album the working title, Household Objects. And they attempted to play songs on hand mixers, light bulbs, wood saws, hammers, brooms, and all kinds of other home appliances. And the keyboardist for Pink Floyd, Richard Wright, he said, "We'd spend days getting a pencil and a rubber band until it sounded like a bass." The guitarist, David Gilmour, he said a lot of times it would end up being what he called plunky noises. Eventually, all the members of the band, they agreed it just wasn't the right sound. After trying and trying over and over to get a rubber band to sound like a bass, they finally decided they should probably just play the bass notes on a bass guitar. They ended up working for a full month on the different sounds, trying to get the perfect pitch or the tones or the notes from all of these different household objects. And then at the end of that month of working on this, they only had two songs, and those two songs weren't even completely finished. All that work, all that time, the obsession on the details of making non-instruments play music, it ended up stalling and being mostly a waste of time for them. Only one of those two songs that were partially finished, it would eventually kind of be morphed into another song used in their next album. Getting those details right, that is actually good in many areas of life. It's really important. It's even crucial. But when we get obsessed with the little details and that obsession stalls or it derails our work for the overall final product, that indeed becomes problematic. And this also applies to our spiritual life. If we get so hung up on certain little things in our faith life, we can find ourselves getting distracted from the bigger picture. This can be especially destructive when we obsess over our sins. If you start to fixate on every little thing, if you're worried that the smallest fault or the smallest failing is equal to the biggest sin, you can get so caught up in the worry and the stress that this brings that you can't live the life that God has called you to live. You end up having this warped view of sin. And that, in turn, it impacts your view of God. Instead of a God who wants to free you from your sins, you feel trapped, that you'll never be good enough for His mercy. You'll never be good enough for His forgiveness. We call this scrupulosity. And today, we celebrate a saint who struggled with this. It's the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He dealt with scrupulosity most of his adult life, which meant he was regularly worried about little aspects of sin, or even just thoughts of sin. Well, today we want to spend this hour of the inner life discussing how we can have an accurate understanding of sin and not fall into this area of being overly scrupulous. And our spiritual director for the hour, Father Tom Wilson, is back once again here joining us on The Inner Life. He's a priest in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. He's the pastor of All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville, Minnesota. Father Wilson, welcome back to The Inner Life.
It's great to be back again, Josh. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, a very serious topic that we're going to be talking about today. Not something that necessarily impacts every single person, but it's something that it seems like it'd be pretty easy to kind of start down that path of scrupulosity, just because we can kind of find ourselves. I think everybody, one way or another, there's little things that we kind of obsess about in our life. You know, everybody has that kind of built in, maybe not to the point where we're dealing with, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. But we all have little things. So can you help us as we start the hour by understanding, give us a good definition of what scrupulosity is?
Yeah, thanks, Josh. And that's a great place to start. Scrupulosity in the universal general sense is that it's an obsessing over and an unwarranted response to actions that we think are sinful and are not. It's really it's an approach to sin which really is unable to accurately differentiate between what is sin and what is not. I think we can probably extend the definition to a little bit further out in areas that you were just talking about, Josh. And I think scrupulosity actually does enter into the truth of the reality that we are all sinners, but a person who is scrupulous is going to not react to those in proper proportion. So there may be real sins, but the scrupulous person is going to have them expanded so much in their mind and their heart that it is it's disproportionate and often blocks out the mercy of God and is focused so much on the sin, real or imagined, that it loses the sight of the mercy of God. I just want to add a little something to the intro too as well, Josh, that while not everybody suffers from scrupulosity and nobody would wish that on anyone. I think that scrupulosity is widespread enough that probably most of us have been touched by it, whether we recognize it or not, in terms of maybe people in our life who have it and they struggle with it and it affects the way they live their life. I know that I've witnessed personally in people that I've served and ministered to over time that I would say sadly, oftentimes the people that may have significant influence on them spiritually or religiously, they're the ones in the family or the group or whatever that take religion seriously, if you will. Oftentimes those people will have a religious influence on others, and the message that they communicate is not one of true Christian faith and a response to a loving and merciful God, but it's a fearful and a scrupulous one, which is fixated on sin. And that becomes burdensome, understandably, for the person on the receiving end, and frankly has probably discouraged a lot of people in faith, and that's a very sad thing, and it's one of the reasons why We want to assist people who are scrupulous, obviously for their own souls, but also for the souls that they're going to be in relationship with, in order to assist them in being a more accurate communicator, if you will, of God's presence in our life and His forgiveness and mercy.
I also mentioned that St. Alphonsus Liguori, you know, he's somebody who struggled with scrupulosity in most of his adult life. Can you give us a little background on him? And I mean, it was something that I don't think he ever wanted, but he also would look at it at different times as also being a blessing in his life.
Yeah, St. Alphonsus, Josh, is, I think, what many of our listeners would know, is he's the founder of the Redemptorist Order in Italy, and has spread throughout the world, known for their communications and their mission work. I suspect a lot of us at some point in our life have experienced a parish or other mission preached by the Redemptorists. Very, very, very much focused on the mercy of God. But St. Alphonsus himself, who was educated as a lawyer, and as you talked about, the attention to details and things like that. People who are educated in the law have to be attentive to the details, and so he had sort of a natural proclivity to that. But he also was a man of a very, very sensitive conscience, and as such was tempted by the devil to believe that things that weren't sins are sins, and lived in a periods of time, certainly in his life, in which he simply believed he was always in a state of sin and couldn't truly please God with his actions. But by the grace of God and the truth of the mercy of Jesus Christ, he understood what the truth of God was, and the fact that any fear of that would creep into his heart was coming from the enemy, including the unwarranted fear of being in sin. So he definitely struggled with it, and struggled with it, I think, quite intensely near the end of his life. But he also trusted in the mercy of God within all of those temptations, and I think that might be the heart of anyone who experiences scrupulosity or scrupulous tendencies, is to always reorient the gaze onto Jesus and the mercy that He desires us to have. You know, God's not trying to trick us. He's not trying to hold us into a place of sin. He's trying to invite us into the light and into His mercy and forgiveness, so that we can live more faithfully and more effectively for Him.
Yeah, you know, I think it's also extremely important to point out that we're celebrating him as a saint. You know, Alphonsus Liguori, even though he struggled with this, even though there were, you know, probably a lot of times in his life that he was beating himself up, dealing with guilt that he probably didn't need to worry about, that wasn't coming from God, he still was able to walk that path to sainthood, which should give hope for anyone who's struggling with scrupulosity.
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about our life in the church, Josh, is that there's a saint pretty much that matches every one of us, and whatever it is we happen to struggle with, there's somebody who's walked that road before and allowed the Lord to walk with them on the path to sanctity, and so there's always hope, and it's not a blind hope. It's not an unfounded hope. It's a true hope that whatever crosses we happen to deal with, even if it's as serious and challenging as scrupulosity, is something that the Lord will continue to work with us in and help us to grow in holiness.
Our spiritual director today on The Inner Life is Father Tom Wilson. He is the pastor of All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville, Minnesota. Talking today about scrupulosity, is that something that you've struggled with in your life? And what has helped you to be able to find freedom from being overly scrupulous? Maybe it's something you're dealing with right now, or you have a question about scrupulosity. You're welcome to call in and speak with Father Tom Wilson. Maybe it's somebody that you know, a friend, a family member, somebody who struggles with this, and you'd like some advice on how you might be able to help them. Again, you're welcome to call in and speak with Father Wilson. 888-914-9149 is our phone number here in the studio, 888-914-9149. Our email address is innerlife@relevantradio.com. Father, you know, when we talk about that root word, scruples, about somebody having scruples, that's usually, we look at that, you know, it's a strong character by which somebody is doing good. They avoid bad or hurtful behaviors. We see it as an admirable quality. Where does this noble kind of behavior, where does it turn into something that really might be problematic for our spiritual health?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think we can go back, Josh, to our saint of the day yesterday that we didn't celebrate, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits and the discoverer of the spiritual exercises and the rules for the spiritual life. And one of the things that Ignatius talks about, who also struggled with scrupulosity himself, is that the tactics of the enemy are to go after places within us that are weak. And so if we are a person who has a sensitive and strong conscience and a strong desire to not offend God, he's not going to have a whole lot of success in pulling us into, you know, what most of us would consider just awful sins and things like that. But doesn't mean he's going to stop working on us. And so the tactic that he uses on the person of sensitive conscience is to spin a different kind of lie, that things that they are participating in or thoughts that they're having are sins in and of themselves. And so when I would say the line gets crossed, Josh, when we go from a place of sensitive conscience to a place of distortion of reality, both in our daily life, but also in the spiritual life as well. And so it becomes important to get proper counsel, to have good knowledge, and to have true appreciation for what the Lord really wants to do for us in our life. He wants to forgive our sins so that we can live more faithfully for Him. And when we cross that line and begin to start thinking more about our sins than we do about loving Jesus and living for Him, that's really, I think, where we can tell that the line is crossed, when we're starting to think about more about our sins than we are about our vocations.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about is just the very standard MO of Satan and his demons, because even with sin itself, you know, it's been said numerous times, Satan doesn't create anything new in any way. He takes the good things that God has already created, and he presents us with some warped or twisted approach that takes the inherent goodness of what God originally designed and makes it something sinful. You know, we're not using it for its proper or its ordered use. And scrupulosity seems to be the exact same thing. You know, somebody who wants to avoid sin, wants to regularly examine their conscience, you know, instead of having a good and healthy approach to wanting to grow in holiness, it sadly becomes overbearing. It can become this kind of hopeless process for them. And instead of experiencing that forgiveness, that freedom to love God, love our neighbor to a greater degree. The person is just dealing with guilt. It becomes this interior struggle. So scrupulosity, you know, something that potentially could have started out as a good thing, seems to be this twisted approach that Satan brings to what should be good.
Yes, exactly. And really at the heart of it, Josh, is that it becomes a, again, scrupulosity becomes a self-focused reality and not a God-focused reality, you know, and they'll, you know, again, the enemy will try to tempt people into thinking that they're trying to please God, but really they're falling into temptation to be so focused interiorly on themselves that they're really not at all focused on God. They're focused on these temptations and their other internal struggles rather than God Himself.
Yeah. Well, and maybe that's something we can talk about after the break here, Father, is the difference between temptation and actual sin. And, you know, sometimes there can be a little gray area there, I think, for us, but how we can not get so caught up on the, is that temptation a sin, but rather keep our focus not interiorly, but outward, like you said, on God, on our relationship with Christ. Again, talking with Father Tom Wilson here today on The Inner Life. He is a priest in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Talking about scrupulosity, is that something that you've dealt with in your life? If you were able to overcome that or make some progress away from that over-scrupulous activity, the obsessing over what is happening in your interior life, especially when it comes to sin. How were you able to make that progress? How were you able to come to a better understanding, a real understanding of God's love, God's mercy, God's forgiveness in regards to your sin? Maybe it's something you're struggling with right now and you have a question for Father Wilson. You can call us 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And we'll be right back here in just a moment on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Inner Life here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Josh Raymond, joined today by Father Tom Wilson, pastor of All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville, Minnesota. Today we're talking about scrupulosity, when we can get overly focused on our sins, and it has that, as Father talked about, we have that disproportionate understanding of our sins in regards to God's love, His mercy, His forgiveness. Is that something maybe you've struggled with in your life? How have you been able to make some progress in finding freedom from being overly scrupulous? Or maybe it's something where you haven't been able to find that freedom and you'd like to speak with Father here today. Again, you can call us in the studio, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Father mentioned right before the break, wanted to come back and talk about the difference between actual sin and temptation. You know, when we struggle with temptation, but we do resist sin, it can still feel exhausting. We can still feel kind of beat down, maybe even a bit defeated when that happens to us. And there are times where I think we can even get into areas where we know that there are warnings that Jesus gives us. You know, He says things like, you've heard it said, you shall not kill or murder. You shall not commit adultery. But then He follows up. He continues on to say, you know, if you should not murder, but if you speak ill of your brother or your sister, you know, if you call your brother a fool, it's essentially the same as murder. If you lust after someone in your heart, then you're guilty of adultery, you know, things like this. So I think there can be this worry about, was that merely a temptation or did I just sin in what I thought in that moment, because I didn't have kind thoughts toward that person I was thinking about, you know? Does that make sense, Father?
Yes. Yeah. And I think we're getting really to the heart of practically lived, if you will, scrupulosity, in which people who struggle with scrupulosity do not have the ability to appropriately distinguish between something that is passing through them as a temptation and something that is a that is an actual sin. And really the difference, I think, we know in our in healthy spirituality and psychology and that sort of thing, is that there is a difference between a thought passing through us and acting on it. And so the differentiation, the distinguishment that has to be made, by people who are helping others with it and people who are struggling with it themselves, is a thought is not a sin. Okay, I thought something bad about somebody. That's not a sin unless you act out on it, unless you begin to ruminate on that thought and deliberately choose to keep it there. It's really the difference between us choosing an act, whether that's mentally or physically, and having something simply pass through our minds. And so it really is important to distinguish between that which is a passing thought and a temptation, and what it really means to be acting out on it. And St. Alphonsus, who we just talked about, is somebody who really struggled with that piece of scrupulosity in terms of passing thoughts and ideas and temptations, and not always able to distinguish the reality of sin from temptation.
Yeah. Father, another thing that maybe we can talk about is, some of the areas that this goes into can be, it can be mental health issues. There can be some sort of mental disorders. So maybe we can talk about that in a moment. We've got a number of people calling in, though. Want to get some of the phone calls on the air here. Ashley is listening to us in California. Ashley, welcome to The Inner Life. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to ask some advice on scrupulosity, or if this is scrupulosity in general. So I'm wanting to convert to Catholicism, and when I tried Lent this year, I tried the extreme, which was there were different levels of Lent fasting. Not just
sure.
Not eating meat on Fridays, but... there was something called that the monks would do, which was that they would not eat, or they would hardly eat until I think about maybe 6 o'clock at night. And I tried to do that, but I didn't know how else to fast except keeping up or taking away video games for myself and other things. But I was so obsessed with the eating aspect part of it that I kind of lost the meaning of Lent, and I kind of just became very discouraged. And what's something that I can do, or a healthier attitude to remedy that?
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. That's a very good question, and I expect an awful lot of our listeners will have experienced that in some degree. I know I have. I think Lent is one of those times in which we're committed to reforming our lives and eliminating things in order to get closer to God, and we have our list of things that we're going to sacrifice and do. I don't want to say inevitably, but I suspect that most of us have probably faced situations in which we have not succeeded in the plan that we have made. So the question becomes, when we get to that point of not succeeding, if you will, on the fasting that we have chosen, how do we react and respond to that? Do we react in a spirit of discouragement, and I can never do this, and I am a terrible person, and why would God want me to be part of His church? Or do we look in the mirror and just be honest and say, you know what, this happened, God still loves me, and God still wants to forgive me, and so I'm gonna start over tomorrow. And I think that really the first thing that you want to do is do everything that you can to ask for the grace to overcome the discouragement. All right, and that discouragement will be erased by the grace of God. I think you indicated that it didn't sound like you had yet joined the church. I just want to make sure of that. But within the sacramental life of the church, we get the grace of confession and being able to ask those questions. But I think that it really is important to allow the Lord to help you over that hurdle of discouragement, not to fall into laxity. Nobody wants to do that, but to not allow ourselves to be overcome by discouragement. I also think, Ashley, that and I would say particularly somebody who's new to the life of the faith and to some of our customs and such in the church is to get good advice and to ask somebody who's maybe a little bit more mature in the faith what might be good things to do and not overdo it. I think essentially an all day, no food during sunup. For most people, that would be extremely physically challenging, and that may have been just overdoing it for you. So trying some things that are maybe not going to be as physically demanding as something like that might be helpful. But the practices for Lent are mostly they're about us getting connected to God in offering sacrifice, but also recognizing that God wants to be merciful to us. And so that's the part that we want to hold on to. So thank you very much for that question, yeah. Because the risk of people who struggle with scrupulosity is that they get so focused on the religious acts that they forget the object of our religion, which is the Lord Himself. So thank you very much, Ashley. We'll pray for you as you continue to discern.
Absolutely. Ashley, glad to have you on the program here today. And Father, I think probably anybody who's gone through Lent any number of years will acknowledge, oh yeah, I've had things that I wanted to fast from and I completely failed at it. You know, that it was just, I started out with good intentions. It was just too much for me. And if you beat yourself up, I mean, there's all kinds of things that we do in life where we're not going to be the best or we're not going to be able to follow through. So you just kind of, you have to shake it off and say, well, am I able to get back up and kind of refocus? One year, my daughter, she wanted to give up all breads and pastas, anything that was essentially carbs. And she was like, okay, this is something I love. I love bread. And I think she made it a day and a half or 2 days. And she went over to the grocery store and was eating bread later in the evening because she was just hungry and it sounded good. And she just was laughing at herself. And I think that's also important to be able to laugh at yourself when those moments happen and say, it's okay. I know I'm weak and I know God loves me even when I'm weak. But then there's also the side of it where it's easy during Lent to say, okay, I'm going to be fasting. And if we don't keep the focus on God, we're kind of doing it with the wrong motives there too. If there's the side benefit of, yeah, I lose a little weight during Lent, I'm a little healthier, that's good. But if that becomes the primary focus and God isn't the primary focus, we kind of have to ask ourselves, why am I doing this in the first place, and kind of get back on track there?
Exactly. You know, we I think one of the keys, Josh, of overcoming real scrupulosity is an honesty about ourselves and our own weakness, and an honesty about God's relationship to us, even within that weakness, that He still loves us and encourages us.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Father, let's try and get one more phone call in here before we have to take our next break. We've got Ash, who is calling in from Arcadia, California. Ash, glad to have you here on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Father. When I was about 17, 18, 19 years old, back in Sri Lanka, I had this problem so badly. I thought everything that I did, everything I, any thought came to my mind was sinful. And I used to go to confession over and over again. And I had a teacher, and my teacher who later became the archbishop of the diocese. I chose him to be my spiritual director when he was a priest, before he became a bishop. And he guided me to get out of it. And it was his direction, his kindness, God's mercy that he showed me, and to practice in prayer that helped me to get out of it. And I came to this country, and then I had a bad marriage. But still, through that experience, I was able to separate what is good and what is wrong. And I became a very strong Catholic. And I can remember one very incident, Father. I think you were there also. When Bishop Andrew Cousins was ordained as a bishop, his sermon, he started, "I'm a sinner, and God chose me to be a bishop." And that message of humility and mercy and kindness that he gave to all that people who assembled, and I think it struck me so much how God's mercy comes to us in different ways. And my experience of my being wishy-washy about sin and all that kind of stuff has completely changed when through the direction that I got from my old archbishop.
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much, Ash, for sharing that. That's a great story and a good example. I think what your friend the now bishop reminds us very clearly is that the one who has experienced and received the mercy of God is going to be the most effective communicator of it. And so his own humility and recognizing his sinfulness then made him an instrument to be able to show that to you. I'd like to point out maybe one thing, Ash, that what you shared with us that I think would be helpful for anyone who may struggle with scrupulosity, and that you, I'm not sure if the priest invited you into that spiritual direction relationship or you asked him, but however that happened, I think that one of the keys to working on and overcoming scrupulosity and allowing the Lord to help us do that is working with one person. I think obviously, you know, priests are probably generally well equipped to do that, but I think other people are as well. And I think it's very helpful to limit that to one person. I think one of the struggles that people go through spiritually and otherwise, and I think in scrupulosity especially, is that they can be tempted to be talking to too many people, and they might get different, or you know, modestly different advice or whatever from different people. And I you know, one of the things that I recommend with people that I know are struggling with scrupulosity is if it is at all possible to be in contact with the same confessor, to do so. Obviously, that's not always possible, but to do that so that the confessor can kind of help through and maybe in some ways monitor growth and things like that. So you obviously had a great priest and a great bishop who had the tenderness and mercy of God that he showed you, and you know, ultimately, you know, got you a more accurate view of both yourself and God. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Ash.
If you'd like to call in and be a part of the program today, our phone number here is 888-914-9149. Talking about scrupulosity, when we have that disproportionate understanding of sin, where we don't recognize the reality of God's love, His mercy, His forgiveness in our lives. Maybe that's something you've struggled with, where you obsess over your sins, over little details of your sin. Have you been able to make some progress in that? Or maybe there's somebody you know who has dealt with that in their life, and how have you seen them be able to make that progress? Or maybe you haven't been able to make progress and you have a question and you'd like to speak with Father Tom Wilson. Again, the phone number here, 888-914-9149. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. We're going to be right back with more coming up from Father Wilson, as well as more of your phone calls after this here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Josh Raymond, and our spiritual director for the hour today, Father Tom Wilson. Also want to say thank you to Thomas Engesser and to Sarah Tafoya as they're helping to produce the program here today. And, of course, you're welcome to join us if you'd like to call in and speak with Father Tom Wilson. 888-914-9149 is the phone number here, as we're talking about scrupulosity today. And if that's something you've struggled with in your life and you've been able to make some progress of letting go of that overly scrupulous attitude and approach towards your sin, we'd love to hear your story, how you've been able to find that path forward, that success. Maybe it's something you're struggling with right now and you'd like to speak with Father Wilson, have some get some advice from him, insight into what you're dealing with. Again, the phone number, 888-914-9149. Father, you know, Ash was talking there about spiritual direction, and so often it's going to be hard for us to kind of self-diagnose and then not only diagnose, but kind of self-treat our own scrupulosity. We're going to need somebody else to kind of come alongside us, because if we have this warped idea of sin, we're going to most likely need somebody else to help us along the path so that we get a little bit of assistance that this is not the right way to look at sin, and let me help guide you in the right way. What we really know from the way God has revealed to us His love and His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness that He's offering. But sometimes there can be other things, you know, that might even come into play with this. We mentioned earlier obsessive compulsive disorder that might help lend into this area. How do I know when I get to a point where maybe it's beyond mere spiritual direction and I really do need to maybe seek a professional counselor and their help in my life?
Yeah, that's a good question, Josh. And I think that really one of the blessings, if you will, of sort of modern understanding of human behavior and things like that has been the recognition of the relationship between what we've known as scrupulosity for hundreds and hundreds of years and the organic reality of obsessive compulsive disorder or intense forms of anxiety or other things that in the mental health or the psychological world they would describe as things that are organic behavioral and can be treated sometimes with medication, oftentimes with counseling that helps reframe the vision of and bring people out of distortions into reality, and so it's pretty routine for me, and I suspect most priests that if we're hearing a confession that that sounds as if it is it's scrupulous, and we can't diagnose in 2 minutes. But if something sounds scrupulous, one of the first things I would ask is, are you getting therapeutic care for, ADD or OCD or something like that? And sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. And again, if it feels like like it's a you know, a distorted version of sin, and you know, thoughts that are unregulated or obsessed on too much or whatever. One of the first things I would do actually is to recommend that they maybe try to find some counseling associated with those things, and hopefully with somebody who has a little bit of background, at least in spiritual realities as well, and not just psychological
sure.
ones. But the ability to have that piece of it treated is very, very helpful in the overcoming of the spiritual dimension of it as well.
Father, let's go back to the phones. We've got Vicki, who is listening to us in Chicago. Vicki, welcome to The Inner Life. You're on the air with Father Tom Wilson.
Hi. I was just going to talk about a shift from initially when, you know, I hadn't been to confession in 20 years and how traumatic it was, because the priest that I went to would say, you know, he'd interrupt me and leave and say, I got a wedding to prepare for, and he'd go out and he'd come back and so that itself was very uncomfortable to go to confession after so long. And then I was flooded with all kinds of, you know, I forgot to say this or forgot to say that and different kinds of things over the years. Even for years later, I would think of this or whatever. And so with having a regular confessor who would, you know, consistently, I don't want you to be discouraged or things like that, show God's mercy, administer the sacrament. Eventually he, though, transferred, and so I wound up with another priest who was more strict or tough, and I felt sometimes like I was giving more detail. He'd tell me I get lost in details, but if they'd say, oh, this isn't sin, when I knew something wasn't right, it's bitterness on my heart, that's not loving or Christ-like. So I'd try and convince them more, so I'd give more details. And so, but now with both of them, the very lenient, more merciful one, and the merciful one, but more tougher priest. But the regularity, that consistency, you know, to get to the point of list your sins, that kind of thing has been very helpful. It took a long time, but I think I'm getting to the point where I can not give all the details and get all distracted with the current things as opposed to things in the past that I think are finally cleared.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks, Vicki. And you know, again, you point out a couple of things I think is important for our listeners, and one of them obviously is the regular confessor. I think one of them is also the risk at times of a priest, maybe at least in our own perception, and maybe truly minimizing something that really is sin, you know, and suggesting that it's not. And there's a difference between a sensitive conscience that recognizes the reality of sin versus not, and someone that's scrupulous. And I will. I think one of the big differences is, in terms of your own experience here, Vicki, is that the scrupulous person just becomes so focused on his or her own sin that they don't pay attention to the mercy of God, and it's really all about them and their sin. A sensitive conscience person is someone who really recognizes honestly that what they have done, small or big, really has offended and hurt God and hurt other people, and they want to be forgiven of that. But once they're forgiven of it, it's done, and they understand that. The scrupulous person doesn't, okay? And, you know, you're also explaining to us the reality that every priest is different. Sometimes we have a bad day. We have different styles, that sort of thing. I wouldn't judge a priest based on one confession. you know, and trust me, I've been there at 4:55 on Saturday with a 5 o'clock mass, and not felt good about having to hurry somebody up or whatever. But you know, those things do happen in life, and we just ask you to be charitable and understanding to the priest in those situations. But also, if someone is truly experiencing scrupulosity, to, you know, to have that regular confessor is going to be very, very helpful in dealing with it. Right. And make sure it's somebody you're right. comfortable with. Yeah.
Father Wilson, we are just out of time here. The hour flew by. Apologies to those of you that called in. We didn't have time to get on the air. Father, before we wrap up, about 20 seconds here, could I ask you to offer a blessing for our listeners?
Certainly, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, loving God and Father, we are grateful for the mercy that you pour down upon us and your Son, Jesus. Help us to continue to give us eyes to see the truth of your love, the truth of your mercy, and your desire for us to authentically repent and experience that mercy. And may Almighty God send his blessing upon all of our listeners and their families, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much again, Father Tom Wilson, for being our spiritual director. Stay tuned. We've got Mass coming up next. Hope you can join us here on The Inner Life tomorrow. We're going to talk about how we can avoid distractions in our prayer time. We'll see you tomorrow here on The Inner Life.